I'm not asking, I'm telling. A podcast with Mandy Stearman for the everyday woman looking to be a grower, not a shower, in her life. Genuine and to the point, I discuss relatable topics from motherhood, parenting, to business, relationships, and self-development. Let's dive in. Hey ladies, thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. We will be talking about our inner dialogue and how so very powerful it is. Now, I'm no expert on the subject, but I do have a few tidbits to share, and they may very well just be what you need to hear to make a shift in your life. Plain and simple, don't talk shit, especially to yourself. Do you remember in my last episode when I said words are powerful? Well, I truly, truly believe that to my very core. Words speak life or death, and we get to choose what we put out into the universe and into ourselves. Yes, the choice is truly ours and ours alone, despite our past or how we were raised, the experiences we've had. We do have the total choice and ability to change the way we talk to ourselves. The way we show up with our words deeply affects the trajectory of our lives and the lives of those all around us, our kids, our family, our friends, our co-workers, our spouse, everyone. Would you talk to your best friend, child, mother, anyone close to you the way you talk to yourself? My God, you're so freaking fat. You sounded like such an idiot. Look at your kid. Do you even know how to be a parent? Gross. Your cellulite is disgusting. Why are you wearing that? Would you ever say these things to someone you love? I would sure hope not, unless you're a completely garbage human being, which, I mean, they're out there. But we should not be talking that way to ourselves. So why is it okay with us that we talk to ourselves in such a degrading, abusive, and unhealthy way? I'll be honest, I'm a huge offender of this, and my internal dialogue is something I've been focused on correcting now for a long time, and it's not easy. We become so ingrained in the habit of talking to ourselves and talking down to ourselves that we don't even realize we're doing it anymore. It's just natural. Changing habits is so tough. Whether it's how we talk to ourselves, our eating, our routines, like changing anything that's so ingrained in us is really tough. It takes commitment and aligned action to truly change and reprogram and have it be sustainable. If you're looking to shift your mindset and start being that cheerleader in your own life, I've got a solid tip for you. And this is something that's really helped me work towards, you know, retiring my negative self-talk. Positive affirmations. They're powerful, you guys. Insert them somewhere into your daily routine. I record, I guess they're called I am affirmations, and I record them in my own voice and listen to them daily. Nothing fancy, just things like, I am important. I am deserving of happiness. I am a loving mother. I am a freaking rock star. You know, whatever vibes and aligns with you. Now, no, I don't sit down and designate time to just listen to my affirmations. I'm a mother. I have four kids. Like, that's never going to happen in the day. So I throw on my headphones and have my recording playing while I am washing dishes, folding laundry, or aggressively Lysoling my kids' bathroom for the 100th time because somehow poop always makes its way out of the toilet. I am a Lysol queen. Oh my God. If this, phase could be over with the poop everywhere, I'd really love that. I play it even if I'm only half listening because it's still being heard by my subconscious mind. And here is a fun little fact. Did you know the subconscious mind is responsible for 95% of our brain's activity? 95%. Our subconscious hears loud and clear every single thing we say quietly to ourselves. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm determined to master believing I deserve the same kindness, encouragement, and confidence I so readily hand out to others. I deserve some too. So record yourself, you guys. Speak life into your subconscious. I mean, whether it's 30 seconds or 15 minutes or an hour, it'll benefit you. I guarantee it. So whatever smart device you use, you can search for an affirmation recorder. It makes it easy, and you can even add music in the background or different prompts. Like, it's really easy to use. So go to your Google Play or your iTunes store, and you can look for anything there. Give it a try. You may be surprised how it can shift your mindset during the day. Internal dialogue is so powerful and something I'm certain many of us need to make a shift with. How will you show up for yourself moving forward? Don't you deserve love and kindness, not only from others, but especially from yourself? Now, this is a phrase I've heard, I think, years back. And my God, I think it might have been Dr. Phil, because back in the day, I used to watch Dr. Phil. And I've often come back to this phrase throughout my life because it just really resonates with me. It's, you teach people how to treat you. And again, it's so powerful. You teach people how to treat you. And by allowing negative self-talk, we absolutely 110% show others that we are okay being treated poorly. This can hugely affect the relationships that we welcome into our lives and what we allow to be okay. And for me as a mother, I definitely do not want to be showing my kids that being treated poorly is acceptable. It's not acceptable. So how will you start showing up in your life? Will you continue to mentally and emotionally beat yourself down? Or make a mindset shift and start to invest in building yourself up rather than tearing yourself down? I hope I've motivated you to choose the latter, because you can't hate yourself happy, ladies. It just doesn't work like that. I'm so very grateful that you took the time to be here with me today. You are deserving of love. You are deserving of happiness, and you are deserving of a wonderful life. So don't allow you or anyone else to say different. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love to hear from you. Leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify will automatically enter you into my gift card giveaway. The winner will be announced once 50 reviews are reached, and they'll be given a $30 gift card to a place of their choosing.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.